Okay.
Oh, no. But that's the thing. I watched it a little bit later. I stayed away from Twitter. Well, let me sit down and enjoy, you know, Catholics versus confidence, as they put it this time around. You know, convicts down there and Coral Gables anymore. Mm-hmm.
Nah.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
What is you doing, Teddy? Are you trying to get these kids a little love? Man, that thing.
When Wimbush missed that first throw in the end zone, it was like deer in headlights.
It was a wrap.
Like it was like when Cutler would miss a throw and like just start throwing all the crap away.
Shep.
Like he should have had six interceptions.
Shep, that's one of the best offensive lines in the country that happened to.
It also looked slow as can be.
And that's where the problems came in, because there's the old Black Lightning that that Mark Richt and the people before him that have been recruiting. Dan.
This turnover chain and its importance is more than just a symbol. 10-karat gold and Cuban links has got orange and green jewels on it. Manny Diaz's thoughts on this turnover chain and its importance is more than just a symbol.
We kicked around a lot of ideas as a staff, and I don't remember who came up with it, but someone said a Cuban link. And once we all looked at what a Cuban link was and how it could look, it was a no-brainer.
Wait a minute, Manny Diaz had to look up what a Cuban link was? I'm telling you, the turnover chain was out in full effect. Number 55 and number 56, I believe, were defensive linemen that were running like cornerbacks out there. I haven't seen a dismantling like that all year long. And the fact that it was Notre Dame when they were number 3 in the country, like I don't believe in Miami. But man, whew, we'll talk about it tomorrow a little bit more. But whew, you Notre Damers, that was a tough go.
And then James Zawoski had the Hawks game too. Don't forget that.
Yeah. All right. We'll let you heal up a little bit. We'll talk some football with Aaron Edholm next on the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score.
The Bears fall to the Packers. Keep it here for a full analysis of the loss, Mitch Trubisky's performance, and a preview of their next game versus the Detroit Lions on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon, just after 4 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field on Saturday against Minnesota, the final home game of the season. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. They didn't exactly exchange pleasantries. In fact, they didn't even talk or glance at each other, according to reports. And we're talking about Nico Mirotic and Bobby Portis, who both were in attendance at the Bulls practice today. John Paxson kept an eye on both and spoke with reporters, saying, for all those who think a trade will cure this ill, just not that easy.
Like I said last week, I'm not going to really talk about anything that's been asked of us. The reality is that, you know, you just can't move a guy for the sake of moving. I mentioned last week that we continue to operate, that we're going to have to do what's in our best interest first and foremost.
And contractually, Mirotic can't be traded until mid-January, so it might be uncomfortable for a while longer. Baseball news, the Atlanta Braves have named Alex Anthopoulos its new general manager. Cody Bellinger and Aaron Judge, they're shoo-ins to be named the National League and American League Rookies of the Year. That's later today. And Carlos Beltran goes out on top, announcing his retirement less than 2 weeks after winning the World Series with the Astros. He played 20 years in the majors, hitting 435 home runs and a 9-time All-Star. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, celebrate the beauty of family with our holiday offers on cars like the XC90. With more standard features and best-in-class safety, you can keep the ones who matter most safe. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Pressure from Kerrigan, steps away, fires on the run, and it is caught! Unbelievable! It's like glue on his hands from Thielen.
Well, earlier this year we saw Duck Duck Grey Goose that get it right in Minnesota now. And now we're seeing them hopping over each other.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports. Charles Davis, I believe, was on the call right there. Yeah, the damn Vikings, man.
We saw Duck Duck Grey Goose.
Well, I'm more of a Duck Duck Kettle One guy, but hey, whatever floats your boat. We're going to talk to Eric Edholm about the Vikings and about the rest of the NFL as well, because there were other games played besides Bears-Packers.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. There were plenty of things for you to see, and some of it was really bad.
Yes. There Giants was 49ers right there for you.
And the Broncos special teams. Yeah. That's our guy Brock Olivo, too, right?
Yes.
Haven't we had our fun with him?
Brock Olivo.
Brock Olivo and his fabulous quotes. Well, Eric Edholm is on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. He writes for Pro Football Weekly, and he joins us now in the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So, our takeaways from this weekend, we will get to the Bears with you in just a bit. And Eric will be joining us Mondays at 4 o'clock for the remainder of this football season, because we enjoy his perspective and his work. He's brought to you, by the way, by Built Ford Tough. Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, your local Ford stores. So, Eric, what stood out to you non-Bears related, your headlines from this weekend's slate of games so far?
Yeah, kind of a wild game. I mean, I think a lot of people went into this week thinking, okay, the New Orleans Saints have been a nice story. You know, they won six in a row after an 0-2 start. But this one feels like a trap game. Okay, Buffalo has a little extra, you know, rest for this one. They're at home. Buffalo had won four in a row at home. This is sort of when the Saints streak comes to an end, or not. You know, and to me, you know, you can look at what the Rams are doing. Obviously, they've been impressive. You know, the Steelers' big comeback. There were some notable games last night. But to me, that Saints game, I think, answered a ton of questions about them, and that they are legitimately in that short list of candidates in a year in which there may not be a single front runner.
I got to ask you about this Cincinnati Bengals thing. They lose to the Tennessee Titans. There's another brawl. This time, Vontaze Burfict is actually looking at things from afar. And then, of course, his resume, you know, and his actions before this, you know, precede him. And then the referee comes in, hits him with the arm bar. He pushes the ref. He gets thrown out the game. At what point, because I know they don't like to fire coaches, and especially with Marvin Lewis being there and having been fired or almost fired two or three times now, at what point do you have to stop doing this, what the Cincinnati Bengals are doing, whether it be with the coach, the quarterback, or their interactions on the football field? At what point does that ownership group have to say, you know what, this is not who we are anymore, and being average doesn't mitigate you being stupid?
Yeah, I mean, really, if anything, you could make the argument that the Bengals have enabled Vontaze Burfict more than anything. I mean, they've let it get to this point. Any other franchise, you know, there were a lot of questions about him coming out. He was a talented player at Arizona State, but you know, he had these blow-ups, and he had these moments, and there were character questions about him. Now, he's obviously played very well at times, but, you know, the playoff game against the Steelers, everyone remembers the blow-up there at the end. Everyone knows about all the other stuff that's happened along the way, including Sunday. And yet they gave him a contract extension. You know, they rewarded him for who he was. And so that's got to also come down on management, too, you know, whether it's Mike Brown, the owner, Duke Tobin, the de facto GM. But I happen to think that they're going to make a change at some point, and it's going to be Marvin Lewis's final season there. And, you know, he's kind of, you know, staved off his own execution a couple of times, had some contract issues. It's not the desirable job it was a couple of years ago, though. That was a team that a lot of people thought could be really, really good. But now, all of a sudden, they've kind of turned sour, and you know, having to deal with things like Burfict is part of the problem there.
Case Keenum, four more touchdown passes, 21 of 29 for 304 yards. Yet Teddy Bridgewater moved to tears by the fact that he was finally suiting up for a game. I cannot imagine, as somebody as naturally football conservative as Mike Zimmer, deciding to turn this thing over to Bridgewater now, because it's awfully hard. Even though Bridgewater might be the better player, you'd rather go with the guy that's doing it, right? How could he sell it to the locker room if he promoted Bridgewater?
I think you're 100% right. I mean, this is obviously a fascinating situation. You know, neither one of them is under contract for next year. You know, you already have Sam Bradford done for the year, and his Vikings future is very much in peril. And now you have Case Keenum, who has, you know, has been a journeyman to this point in his career, and yet he stepped in admirably, played well. And, oh, by the way, you have the guy you thought was going to be your franchise quarterback, you know, a little over a year ago before his devastating knee injury, returning to the field. Well, guess what? I mean, they've won five in a row now. They look like a pretty darn good team. Their defense has stepped up. And they've got some tough games ahead, too. So I guess Keenum could go in the tank. You know, I could see him losing a shutout to Jared Goff, or I could see the Lions beating him, or, you know, maybe the Falcons rise up against them or something. I mean, there's some tough games coming up. The next four are brutal. But short of Keenum losing the job and having, I think, a couple of bad games in a row, one bad game isn't going to do it. When do you make that switch? I was thinking if Keenum plays well, the best hope for Teddy Bridgewater is week 17 against the Bears, where, you know, they've got something locked up. They've got nothing to lose playoff-wise. They're kind of locked into a playoff spot. Then maybe you give Bridgewater a start so that you have some idea whether you re-sign him or whether you re-sign Keenum in the offseason. It's just a fascinating situation.
I know the Steelers pulled it out against a beat-up Colts team and Jacoby Brissett with the concussion protocol situation. And, you know, does it feel like the Steelers have that end of John Elway Broncos thing going on where Ben Roethlisberger isn't the Ben Roethlisberger of old, but they have enough around him, and Ryan Shazier is playing like a defensive player of the year candidate, where their running game is good, they've got weapons, and their defense is finally playing some decent ball over the last, you know, 6-7 games. Do they have that kind of vibe where they can kind of carry their Hall of Fame quarterback at times?
That's a great, I had not thought of it in those terms, but that may be the kind of thing. And you know, everybody talks about what those Broncos teams were like, but really, you're right. I mean, the defense had to be the workhorse there, and it's Terrell Davis, and it was other people. Elway would make a couple of big throws a game and that sort of thing. Ben really has been off for about, a year plus now. He has not been the same clutch quarterback. It's even worse on the road, too. And this is the week everybody expected them to kind of break out and have that Super Bowl statement victory. Well, they came back and won. That's great. But they did not look good early, and even the defense kind of let them down. So there have been a few hiccups defensively. For the most part, they've been pretty darn good on that side of the ball. Special teams are good. We know what Brown and Bell can do. I don't think you eliminate them in any way as a Super Bowl candidate. But, yeah, it's going to require that whole team effort, and I think it's going to have to be from some other source than from Ben Roethlisberger kind of doing his, you know, the thing he's been doing the prior decade, because you just haven't seen it so far from him.
Do you know how good the Rams are yet? Is this enough of a sample size to say, all right, this is real?
I will say this. You know, they're really well coached. And maybe it's just the stark contrast to what Jeff Fisher and his staff did last year, because it was a mess there. I mean, you know, it was so ugly. They were running super basic stuff, and they weren't even executing well. Now they're making in-game adjustments. You know, Jadeveon Clowney's kind of beating them early. They decide mid-game, let's figure out how do we eliminate him and how do we attack the Texans in the right way. So they had a game plan coming in. They kind of semi-scrapped part of it, and they were successful. That, to me, for a 31-year-old head coach and the staff, and I know Wade Phillips is there and everything, but that's super impressive. That's the kind of guy that you understand why they were blown away in the interview with Sean McVay and why they thought, yes, this is the right guy for this franchise. It's not just a sexy, splashy hire. Are they built to last? Like, could they make it all the way to the Super Bowl? Oh, my gosh. I don't think so. But I think they absolutely could win a playoff game the way they're playing, because they are blowing some teams out. I mean, their point differential, I think, is number one in the NFL. So you can't ignore it. They've gotten better defensively, and they spread the ball around and make you cover basically every inch of the field. That, to me, is a good team that doesn't beat itself.
Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly is joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Eric, who you mentioned Wade Phillips. Who is that young, hot offensive coordinator that could be stapled to Vic Fangio if the Bears decide to go that route?
Yeah, I mean, Josh McDaniels is obviously the guy everyone talks about, and I like to call him young because he and I are the same age, so that makes me feel a little bit young, you know. So I do that just for that sake. But McDaniels, I think, is going to have to leave for the perfect spot, and so I always kind of put him in his own category. It's got to be the right fit. He could be Bill Belichick's replacement, so let's just sort of put him to the side. The young names that you hear a lot, John DeFilippo, the Eagles quarterback coach. I mentioned Frank Reich the other day as well, but he's in the mid-50s or something. But the other one people have talked about, and I know the Chiefs are on a little bit of a slide here, haven't been as good in recent weeks, but Matt Nagy, their offensive coordinator, he played college quarterback, had rose through the ranks in the last 10 years, has gone from a low-level assistant to Andy Reid's, you know, kind of his right-hand man. And he's designed probably the most creative college-steeped offense in the NFL, and I mean that as a compliment. I mean, they and the Rams do as much of what we see in the college game with, you know, some of the option looks and the RPOs and different stuff. And that's the kind of thing that could be beneficial for Mitch Trubisky. So if you want to go that kind of McVay, Wade Phillips, old, young, yin and yang thing, you know, maybe something like that could work out if Vic Fangio were open to the idea, which I don't know if he would be.
Do you hear anything about Fangio pursuing a head coaching job either in Chicago or elsewhere?
I think it's something he's considered. I don't know. This is my speculation. I was at Hall's house all this week and meant to ask him, you know, whether he wanted to be a head coach or not, and kind of forgot, to be totally honest. But yeah, I mean, it's the kind of thing where you wonder. And now I know obviously the fourth quarter yesterday wasn't great defensively, but you know, the whole body of work this season, the reason they were back in a competitive spot prior to the game on Sunday, I think it's been almost all on his shoulders, and he's done a tremendous job. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to make a great head coach or that he wants to be a head coach, but I think he would definitely listen to the right opportunity. And I think if the right team came along and felt like he was the guy and really pursued him and gave him a spot, yeah, I think he would be open to it. But some guys, they just, you know, I remember Jim Johnson, the great defensive coordinator for the Eagles, he said, I thought about it a couple times, but I was happy being a defensive coordinator. I don't know if that's where Vic is or if he truly wants that chance.
What'd you think of Trubisky as we let you go?
He's getting better. There were some drops out there. He still holds on to the ball too long. There was that one play to Bellamy where, you know, he's wide open in the flat and he's just swallowing the ball. So he's got to help his O-line out, but the accuracy's coming along. He's better against the blitz, I think, than he is when teams rush three or four against them. So you see that he's got it. I just want to see him get the right crew around him and go from there.
Eric, thanks. We will look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, fellas. See ya.
Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly, brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
Top of the hour, we talk to Rich Campbell. He joins us every single Monday, so we'll do that again. It's a Bears Monday. Bears, Packers, taking your phone calls, and NFL stuff as well. If you watch some other games, if you're on the red zone, or if you got the package, and there's another team that you enjoy watching, whether it be the AFC, NFC, we're taking your phone calls as well. 312-644-6767.
And we need to get into why yesterday's game had some outsized importance. Because of when it was, because of who it was, a lot of it is admittedly, for very silly reasons, but the difference between our perspective and the perspective of some material people within that organization can be different. And we know that certain games mean more to certain very important people. We'll break that down next on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has had himself a couple of days, hasn't he? Threatening to sue his fellow owners, losing Ezekiel Elliott, and then getting hammered 27-7 by the Atlanta Falcons. Where do you even start? With the absurdity of one owner threatening to sue other owners, or the absurdity of the vaunted Dallas offensive line getting taken to the cleaners by the Falcons? Let's do the latter, because as much as Dallas missed Ezekiel Elliott, I'm going to go ahead and say they missed left tackle Tyron Smith a whole lot more, because Atlanta's Adrian Claiborne flat out embarrassed Dallas without him. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but six sacks. That's a season in a single game. He straight abused them. Sue his fellow owners. After that game, Jerry had to be thinking about suing his offensive line and his offensive line coach. I'm Jim Rome.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
353.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They are going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualify customers. See dealer for details. Find new road.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on, we've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS. CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces. CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong,
and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, "Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
You have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Motions team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
She's been very supportive. She agrees with the decisions that we've made. She's pissed off. I can't think of a 91-year-old woman that description would apply to, but in this case, I can't think of a more accurate description.
Well, now it's a 94-year-old woman, and you wonder. That was George McCaskey talking about his angry mother after the Bears under Mark Trestman.
Angry mother.
Phil Emery had embarrassed her and her family name and the legacy of her father's team.
I wonder what that looks like. What Virginia McCaskey angry looks like. Insert whatever joke you want to insert at 670-11. Stop.
Like throwing plates. Like just
needing help to throw a plate, maybe.
Or
she's like, George, pick that plate up and throw it at the wall.
Or like the scene in the Blues Brothers at the beginning when the nun is smacking John Belushi down the stairs. And he's sort of jammed into that desk.
Yeah.
And she keeps hitting him and hitting him and hitting him until he goes tumbling down the stairs.
Like, not what does angry 94 look like? Because at 94, you're back to
Vern Gagne all of a sudden, right?
Just beating the hell out of killing someone in an old folks' home.
I think every time Virginia gets mad, she kills at least three people.
And doesn't get, like, charged with it because she's 94.
Her heart rate never gets above 62 either. But
so many things here that I will save for the podcast, for the internet show, the show that we're gonna do.
But these kids, no matter what we say,
Bernstein and Goff after hours, because I got so many things just brewing right now, and Tanny's getting ready to double dutch on the dump button.
No matter what we say about what games should matter and what matters to us or where we've been vis-a-vis John Fox and his tenure as Bears coach, it's not the same way as the way some important people look at it. It didn't really hit home with Trestman. The Bears ownership, the McCaskies didn't really start talking about what are we doing here until those back-to-back 50s.
You had a bye week and you got 50.
They're out of the bye week.
We've cleaned some things up. We're getting healthy. Hey. The Packers like, hey, come get this 52. I know you just got 55 put on you.
They literally said that was the best thing they had going for them at that time was the bye week.
Right. But look, this week, awesome. Yesterday, they had a delay of game on an extra point.
Yeah, it's tough.
I've never seen that before in my life. I'm sure it's happened before.
All right.
But a delay of game at an extra point and all the lack of discipline.
Yeah.
So
the Bears football thing comes in different flavors. They're all bad lately. So you gotta take every Bears game. Just, you know, you can't go full Bears fan until good things happen. You know, whereas like the Saints game, like, oh, look at that. Some good things.
They didn't lose as badly
Ravens
as they
game,
might have lost.
Where Jordan Howard is out there looking like Earl Campbell. Right?
Steelers game, right. Jordan Howard breaking free at the end.
But when they lose, you're like, oh yeah. This is the old cousin that we invite, you know, for Thanksgiving that we haven't seen in a long time, and he gets drunk, and you're like, oh, cousin Larry's hilarious.
I clogged the toilet again.
Right. Larry, take that out of the Jello mold. Yeah. Like that right. kind of thing, you know? Like, he's all good when he gets his first round of jokes off, and then at the end, he's, somebody got to Uber for Larry. Bears football is Thanksgiving relatives. You're happy you see them once a year. You're happy you see four or five wins, and then those other 11, you strike them from your memory.
I mean,
those 11 games, you know they're going to lose every year.
Maybe Virginia's like the old woman in Bad Santa, where she's sort of like lying in the chair, and you're not quite sure if she's aware of what's going on, and just snaps out of it.
I'm trying.
And just wakes up.
Teddy, I'm trying.
Or maybe she's got like this total, like it's the opposite. Like, you know, people who, when they get quiet, when they're really, really simmering mad, like a mob boss kind of thing, where she's calling people.
Well, George, we had a bit of a problem.
That's it. Like, can't do anything about
it. It's just a simple, like a little hand signal from her desk.
Just like she's calling for the check, like.
Right. And she waves for somebody to be sent behind the velvet curtain into the darkened back room.
Next thing you know, John Fox is on his hands and knees begging for his life. Not even his job anymore. He's like, please, please don't kill me.
It's all a problem. It's not just us. It's everywhere.
I just want to feel good about the Bears.
No, you don't.
I do, though. I do. Of every team in this city, I've seen 6 championships. Seen a White Sox championship, the Cubs thing everyone feels great about, the Hawks thing everybody's there for the party, nobody's there for the regular season games besides you. The Bears thing is just, it's like you're waiting for that all that investment to pay off. You've been buying into an awful stock for 3+ decades, and you're just like, hey man, it's gonna hit. The Bears just make me sad sometimes. And I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm a new dad. I've got emotions in different areas now. This country is crazy. You got pederasts that are senators.
It's gonna be senators.
I can't. I can't. There's so many ways I gotta go. I'm not gonna do this with the Bears.
I was laughing out loud trying to figure out the whole Keurig controversy, and I'm thinking, wait, I'm supposed to smash my Keurig
go to Target
because the Keurig is against child molestation, and child molestation's okay because of Jesus. So smash the
Mary and you know Joseph did something. Fine. So get a Keurig
because you might make a Jesus that way. So smash
or a cup of coffee.
Smash your coffee maker, even though you already
too many
bought
things.
It.
I got to worry about Bobby Portis.
Yeah, you know, it went well though.
It went fine.
Good.
You know, as soon as Nico stopped acting like a biggity bitch and started talking to people in his locker room, we can get this Bulls thing underway. In fact, that's on shoe from here on out.
Scoreboard update.
What, did you read my script in advance?
Yes.
That's what we're going to talk about. It's 4:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back in action at Ryan Field on Saturday, their final home game of the season. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Bobby Portis has apologized publicly to Nico Miritich for slugging him and says he's ready to work it out. But so far, Miritich, he doesn't seem very interested. The two shared the same gym at the Advocate Center today, but no communication was seen between them. But Portis did briefly communicate with reporters. You'll hear from him coming up at 5 o'clock. And you'll hear DePaul basketball on the score this evening. The broadcast starting at 6:45. Northwestern also in action tonight. They take on St. Peter's. And college hoops will be front and center at the United Center tomorrow. Number 1 squaring off against number 2, Duke and Michigan State. And also number 4 goes against number 7, Kansas, going against Kentucky. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Bowlero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bolero's 4 stunning Chicago locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at bowlero.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number 1 ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan, this from 773. I live in Minnesota, and I have a Bears-themed man cave. I'm waiting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man, this dude's probably spent a grip, like, just to, you know, get it orange and blue, have your dial-style TVs everywhere. You got the wishbone C right in the middle of your bar. You're getting it on. Yes, that is it. That is definitely the picture. And you're sitting there, and you're like, all right, guys, here it comes. I'm ready. They draft Trubisky, and you're like, all right, this is the start of something. Dude, my Bears' arousal levels were ridiculous. I had a diamond cutter going. And now?
you really did the Bears man cave thing.
Hey, man, I'll never forget the Johnson family that used to babysit me back in the day when we first moved to Evanston. Big Calvin. He said that he was going to rename
Calvin Johnson.
Yes.
I know how you worked your way around that, yes. So you don't have to say Calvin Johnson.
But you being the jerk that you are, I'm glad you, Chris Tanner,
your friend Megatron.
Yes, Megatron was babysitting me back in the days, and there was like a Bears game, and he's like, you know what? I'm gonna redo the garage, and I'm gonna call it the Bears Den. And I stood up in the middle of their living room. Like, I'm waiting for my mom to come and get me. I'm not a part of their family, but they treat me like family. I'm like, why would you do that, though? And the looks that I got.
Because we like the Bears.
Right, exactly. Like, the looks that I got. And I was like, oh, I'm different. Like, I'm not a true blue Bears fan. I felt awful.
I forgot. We might.
Bears man caves are a thing, Danny. Don't you ever disrespect it.
We might have been out in Oswego, where we're going to be a week from Wednesday, right? Right before the show, before Thanksgiving. We're going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy pulls up to our remote in a Bears truck.
Pick up.
No, it was like a like a van. It was like it's like a Bears
down by the river
van. And it was all Bears. Like, he had done this by hand.
You could tell.
It's not like he had it airbrushed, right? Like,
you didn't get
it
wrapped.
He did this. And he walks in full Bears regalia. Bears jersey, Bears beads. And this is
Maddie.
This is a Friday.
All right.
And he's like, hey, I want to show you my Bears truck. I said, what do you mean your Bears truck?
Do you have a couch that he wanted you to get on one end of?
I'm like, it was a commercial.
Push you into it?
All right, let's go see
Paint your... you like one of his French girls.
Yeah, real deal.
Let's go see your Bears truck.
You went?
It's right in the parking lot, right outside the bar.
Damn.
So I didn't get inside. I poked my head out.
What size are you?
Right. You're a great big fat person. All right, Dan, you got to be careful,
baby. I know. And he kind of said, look, like, he showed me this thing. And I said, that's very nice. And I didn't know, like, what he wanted me to... He wanted to be like, dude, that's the coolest thing ever. I wish I had one of those.
It's like that ESPN.
And I'm like,
no, I'm not there with you, right?
Right.
Yeah. I wish. And it's like, I wish I connected on the level that you wanted me to connect
you're
now.
You're so into it. Like, when I was 8, I would have thought that was really awesome. But I'm not 8.
Ladies and gentlemen, on a Bears Monday, that is the most profound thing that Dan B, Swaggy B, has given us, right? He is not 8. Like, the people that want you to be their kind of Bears fan, I find adorable.
It's great.
Because like the guy, you, if we didn't have this passion, you ingrates wouldn't have a job. You figure something out. some will be figured out. Yeah. But I want the Bears to be great. I do. I love it when Bears football is fun. It's only been fun 6 times in my life, though.
Remember the 815 texter said there's places in LaSalle they can't go because everybody's trying to sell them heroin?
Yes.
Bart in LaSalle is on the score. Hi, Bart.
Hey, Bart, do you sell heroin?
No, my opioid time is actually a little bit later this evening, and I'm a buyer, not a seller.
My guy! All right. Well, what's up, Bart? What do you got for us today?
Well, I was hoping that, I haven't heard the whole afternoon, but there's a play that I don't know if anybody's talked about, and there was a great picture of it in the Chicago Tribune, that 42-yard pass that went over Fuller's head that Devontae Adams caught one-handed.
Yes.
That picture in the paper, and I noticed this live when I was watching it, that the reason he caught it one-handed is because Fuller's got his
correct. Arm yes.
On the top of,
he did. He had him hooked.
Yeah, now, is that pass interference? Because I don't think there was a flag. And if he had not caught the ball, would it have just been incomplete?
It depends. I saw the exact same thing, Bart. And
Hold on. Are you looking at the same picture? Look at that. It looks like Fuller's arm is on top of Devontae Adams.
To me, it looked incidental. To me, it looked incidental. But when you do watch it, I think in today's day, I would not have been surprised.
You think that Devontae Adams was hooking Fuller's arm?
No, I thought that their arms happened to hit.
Tangle.
They happened to tangle sometimes, like feet can do. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was a grab, but it did look like the kind of thing where it wouldn't surprise you to see that flag coming in from the back judge.
I did not.
Either way?
I hadn't seen that picture. That's a good photograph.
Either way, it didn't matter.
Yeah. No.
That's why he caught it one-handed, because he was still trying to bring that other hand back.
In the running motion.
But it didn't look intentional, like he was trying to stop the play from happening. It looked like just as they were sort of pumping their arms as they ran that they tangled.
Bears secondary didn't have a good game. You got Prince Amukamara gets caught in a run fit, and next thing you know, Ty Montgomery is running down the field for a touchdown. Kyle Fuller on this play where it's just a hell of a ball. You know, it's a great catch and a great throw. And the Bears safeties didn't make a lot of plays either. So Bears secondary didn't have a great game. I don't know how much you want to put on Danny Trevathan not being there and relaying signals back to guys. Bears pass rush, even though they got, what, three sacks? The Bears pass rush wasn't as consistent as we got used to it the last couple of weeks. Bears defense was not as good as we gotten used to. And when your defense doesn't show up, sometimes you got to be picked up. Their offense isn't advanced enough to pick up anybody yet.
And this segment's brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? US Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. Coming up at the top of the hour, Rich Campbell of the Tribune will talk Bears, and we'll see what yesterday's brutal loss actually might end up meaning. I believe that it was the end of many things, as we will look back on it being that. You've got WSCR, The Score.
Tell me something, pal.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Phil Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score. Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at TriumphBooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you in part by Miller Lite and David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit PEU.
I like that show. You know where I watch it? On Xfinity TV. You know why? Because Xfinity TV and internet is awesome. It's actually the future of awesome. And let me tell you why. Because if you got an Xfinity X1 box like I do, you can do the on-demand with the thousands of movies and the recommendations. If you like a movie and you hit the little favorite arrow, next thing you know, all the recommendations come streaming towards you. Literally, they come out of the television and attack you. That's how great the Xfinity X1 box is. And the X1 voice remote that comes with it. If you're like me and you're a stupido and you can't remember channel numbers, all you have to do is hit the blue microphone and say, NBC. It's stupid though, or just say, go Irish, and you can watch brothers running up and down the field on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish with the X1 voice remote and the Kid Zone. Oh, you gotta love the Kid Zone. I'm not talking about if you're a state senator. I'm talking about if you actually have a family that you would like to watch kid-friendly programming with. The voice guidance is right there for you. The Xfinity My Account app will help you out, and the Xfinity Stream app when you're on the go and you want to watch your television shows. So you get the Xfinity X1 box, you get the X1 voice remote, you get all the apps, and you get the Xfinity streaming service so you can get everything on your tablets. There's no way for you to miss anything that you love via Xfinity and all of their devices. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or go to Xfinity.com for more details, and make sure you
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods.
for the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Today is your lucky day because the Lucky Day Lotto jackpot is over $1 million. You heard that right, over $1 million. Drawings are held twice a day, every day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. Plus, it's an Illinois-only game. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/GS8, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 131.19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month for line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within two invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know, I mean, forget about, you know, the bad play calling, the bad, I mean, at the end of the day, dude, the guy passed on Deshaun Watson for Trubisky. You know, you passed on him. Yeah, this guy can't win himself out of a paper bag contest. I mean, it's just terrible.
He gave us a Trubisky. And he said that John Fox can't win his way out of a paper bag contest.
Not a sack race. Or no, sack machine.
That's Travis Kelce at the sack race, right?
All right, we got to...
Sack machine.
We got to take it back to the lab on some of these celebrations, too. Because Minnesota did the leapfrog thing, which is kind of weird. By the way, who plays leapfrog? Like, when does leapfrog just break out?
Hey, guys.
Right! Like, who says, hey, you know what would be fun? Like, that's one of those old-time hoop-and-a-stick things where...
Right, like Red Rover?
Right, come on. Like, who still does that? When's the last time a game of Leapfrog just broke out? Is it a game, even?
I think it's a game. I don't know.
How do you win it?
Strategy.
Well, shut up.
No, you...
System. Right?
Trust the process.
I guess
fire and passion.
Stop. Both of you. You're being ridiculous now. Even more so than usual.
You're the one asking about how to win at Leapfrog.
I'm asking, when did Leapfrog...
Maybe the lesson to be learned is nobody wins. They feed it into the computer and it does
Morpheus B over here.
It does endless leapfrog simulations.
That's the human centipede. That's a little different.
They've concluded that there can be no winners at leapfrog.
By the way, don't ever, ever put human centipede into a search engine.
Okay.
At work, especially.
Thank you.
Don't
or ever. Evan Fournier.
Oh, well.
Mm-mm. Don't. And if you're going to do, don't. Well, his nickname is Never Google for a reason.
Because you're...
It's a certain kind of necrosis involving a certain body part, and then images come up, and it's bad for all involved.
Him too, right?
I mean, what do you mean, him too?
He had to go through it.
No, he didn't. He didn't get the name Fournier because he suffered from Fournier's gangrene. No, it's his actual name. I believe he's French, right?
Systems of Leapfrog is the new band name out there in the 815. Enjoy yourself. This from the 815. When I lived in the 815, we did speedballs and played some great leapfrog games. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are speedballs?
Cocaine and heroin?
Really?
Isn't that what killed John? The second John Belushi reference of the show, but I believe that is
what did it?
I believe so.
Speedballs.
Hollywood bungalow. Neener, 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 neener.
That's something when cocaine or heroin isn't enough on its own.
I'm doing both. It's got chocolate and peanut butter. You got your heroin and my cocaine. You got your cocaine and my heroin. Hmm, they're great together. Reese's heroin, oh, cocaine Jesus. Cups.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, you'd think so by itself, right? Like, who's like, you know what?
This is good.
Let's take this up another notch. Hey, you want to get addicted to the point where you, first of all, you're going to spend a lot of money on it, and you're never going to kick it. Or have very slim chances of kicking. Cocaine, yeah, that's too easy to kick. Let's go right to heroin. Speedballs, huh? Wow.
And then you play games of leapfrog?
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
There was a very good CFL celebration I saw where they did the limbo, where they had one guy as the limbo bar and two guys holding up the limbo bar and another guy actually doing the limbo? Underneath the guy who was being held up.
That's a lot, though. You got to have the right people on the field for that joint.
Nothing will ever top the University of Cincinnati baseball team. And in thinking in retrospect, Ian Happ might have been a part of some of those celebrations. But if you go back and see what the University of Cincinnati baseball team once did for the television coverage of their games in post-game stuff, I mean, brilliant and choreographed. It's like they had to probably rehearse, like actually get some, like a theater space somewhere. I'm serious.
Hey guys, we got practice today.
To rehearse some of this stuff. I mean, what they did was just ridiculous. But
Reese's Harold Kane Cups.
I think it's great the NFL is doing, but you're right. Duck, duck, goose. And
take it back to the lab. You're better than that. Is there somebody on your team? Make a turnover chain, you know?
We saw duck, duck, gray goose.
Oh.
That's not what it was, though.
No. Not what it was. It was Charles trying to work in that damn ambassador. He's a Grey Goose ambassador trying to work in the product. I see you, Charles.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone.
This is from the 815. Heroin and cocaine is the Spiegel and Parkins of drugs.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, I got a few... You got a few things.
I genuinely don't know. I also know that Rich Campbell is going to join us at the top of the hour.
He is. We're going to talk to
Bears
him.
Bears and football on the score.
Yeah. Bears fall to the Packers. No Aaron Rodgers. Nonetheless, no Bears victory. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. We've got a full analysis of the loss, and we'll talk about Mitchell Trubisky's performance. Plus, we'll take a look at the Bears' next matchup. Another division opponent. Can't be the same problem. It's the Detroit Lions on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Don't overthink your gift giving this year. There are some things you can do that are fast and easy and delicious and awesome, and you're going to buy a gift and you're going to want to get it for yourself. Every time I tell you about Omaha Steaks, the response has been the same. People have said, what's your code again? What's the deal again? And they reach out on Twitter. So just listen closely because you don't want to miss out on this while you have this opportunity. For right now, it's the family gift pack at Omaha Steaks for $49.99. What you do is you go to omahasteaks.com and you enter Dan B in the search bar, just those four characters, D-A-N-B, and it'll take you to the package and you will get 75% off. Convenient, quick shopping for everybody on your list. And there's all sorts of other stuff you want to click around there with online recipes and wine pairings and more. But right now, the family gift pack for $49.99, you're wondering, what am I going to get? Well, how about this? Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets. Those are really good and fast. You zap them in the microwave and they're great. They're all sticky and yummy. An Omaha Steaks seasoning packet and four additional kielbasas free. That's a total of eight kielbasas as part of this. That's what you get. All of that, everything I just mentioned, it's under $50. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man With a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man With a Plan, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have like sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s. That would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to give advice.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Whoa. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Bears fall to the Packers. Keep it here for a full analysis of the loss, Mitch Trubisky's performance, and a preview of their next game versus the Detroit Lions on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon just before 5 o'clock. And from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back in action at Ryan Field this Saturday against Minnesota. It's the final home game of the season. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Maybe Henry Kissinger or even Dr. Phil can mediate.